You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Yesterday, thousands of New Zealanders gathered around the country in solidarity of the Black Lives Matter movement. Protests this year erupted around the globe after the murder of George Floyd by police in the United States. In Auckland, thousands gathered in Aotea Square and marched down Queen Street to the United States Consulate. The rally began with a karakia and a mihi whakato from Graham Tepene of Ngāti Whātua.
Whare ki hia mai o mana ki tanga ki runga ki tēnei huihuinga ki o te pai ngā mahi ke mui a māta. Toro tu tori ngā kaha ki ngā nākau o rātau e māwiwi ana e pāpauri ana aha kua kowai, aha kua ki whea. Our kids are here. Let's fight for what's right and let's be right about how we fight so that these fellas see it being done well. That's why I brought him today, so that this is hopefully a thing of the past when he's my age. Keep it peaceful whānau. Kia tau te rangi Māori e ki runga I a tātou katoa. May peace reign upon all of us.
We then heard speeches by members of New Zealand's African community, including Danoon Ahmed.
I think being black is being at the fire of labels. I say fire because these labels, they kill and they harm. Labels are the reason why George Floyd was suffocated. Labels are the reason why Ahmaud Arbery was lynched. Labels are the reason why we had armed police patrols in predominantly Māori and Pacifica neighbourhoods. Labels are the reason why I was bullied almost every single day for being black. Who created these labels? They weren't us. They weren't you. They're people outside of our community that want to marginalise us and oppress us by their words. But the good thing about labels is that they can be rewritten. We're rewriting labels right now. We're changing the narrative. For most of my life, being black in this country has felt like being at the fringes of this Pākehā collective consciousness. But this is not the case anymore. I can see you all around the crowd. I can see you behind me. I can see you all around me. We're outside, we're proud, we're showing solidarity for black lives. We're not hiding anymore. Black lives matter!
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 Social justice campaigner Julia Whaiputi then took the mic to address racial prejudices in New Zealand, particularly within the police and justice system.
It was through George Floyd's last breath and the many hundreds and thousands of black lives that have been stolen by states across many colonial countries, off the back of those lives came decisions from our own police in Aotearoa, New Zealand, about how we police here. Many of you may know that in response to the white supremacist terrorist attack that happened in Ōtautahi, Christchurch last year in March, our own police decided to arm up police forces and predominantly Māori and Pacific communities. We know that in the States, 400 years deep, in a colonial history steeped in colonisation and slavery. We know New Zealand is 200 years deep in our own colonial history. Now, in the New Zealand context, the violence of policing is nowhere near the scale of what we see in the United States. And we know, though, that by design it is created of the same ingredients. We are rooted also in a history that was built off white supremacy and colonisation. And when we look at the numbers, when we go, the New Zealand police are 6 times more likely to fire a gun on Māori, 9 times more likely to shoot a taser at Māori, 10 times more likely to let a dog loose on Māori, 11 times likely to mere to mere. We have to acknowledge and look at what are the oppressive natures of power that we are seeing in our own whenua. We cannot shine a light over there and send aroha and close a blind eye to what is happening here on our whenua as well. To our people of colour and to our black people who stand in Aotearoa, New Zealand, ka aroha mihi ki a koutou, stand with you. And actively, we must work to dismantle the same oppressive powers that existed on our own whenua, so we are not having the same For many of us, this is not a new moment in time. It is not a hashtag. It is not a photo on Instagram. It is a living and breathing fight that we must do all day, every day, so that our mokopuna do not need to stand up here and have these same conversations again. You don't get to check out to our Pākehā, and when I say Pākehā, I talk White New Zealand. Have those conversations with your own people, know our history, and take the burden of, I think, our, you know, Indigenous and people of colour's shoulders to have to educate what is racism and what is your role. It hurts, but do the mahi, because you know what hurts more? Is that when you're impacted every day that says your lives don't matter, and things get designed into policy and law every day that say our lives don't matter. Just do the mahi so our mokopuna can get the treats, and we're not having the uncomfortable discussions, then nothing changes. And I refuse to accept that.
Auckland-based Somali New Zealand rapper Mo Mews then performed a piece written in the past 2 weeks.
Culture being looted like artifacts in museums. New Zealand, stand up and be counted. So many black bodies on the streets that it's hard to keep counted, confounded by the fact that we're living in the same systems that allowed it to happen there. So what if it happened here? I don't think we're that prepared. See, we're only as good as what we allow, and tell Winston Peters that he can see me in hell. We will not be silenced. This is not a call to violence, but if we can't be protected by the law, I ask the Lord to guide us, because Lord knows we tired. Lord knows we tired. Thank you very much. I'm on news.
We then heard from Auckland University of Technology academic Camille Nakid.
Let us call out the systemic racism in our Aotearoa. Let us buy our own homes so that they cannot move us. Let us challenge the education system, the justice system. Let us push that knee off our necks, because they are not going to. Why would they? Their knees and our neck benefits them. So our Indigenous people, our black people, our people of color, Māori, Pacific, Asian, ethnic, our Pākehā allies, we see you, we acknowledge you. Let us collectively put our arms around each other. Let us embrace each other. And let us push those damn knees off our necks. Stay strong.
The rally concluded by a speech from one of the Polynesian Panthers' founders, Will Ilulahia.
Te fufua pa malo, ke ta mai he vani, he tuku mai te imi koini, ke ta whataha, kau ke Black Lives Matter. You are part of history! So while I'm talking, I want to see you talking to each other, because you're the part of the squad of 5,000 plus of 5 million Kiwis. The team of 5 million Kiwis, you're the squad of 5,000 that has got to tell this world no more racism. Because this reminds me of 49 years ago when us Polynesian Panthers set up. As you can see, we've grown older. We were the same age as this group. Average age 19. Oh. Okay. Average age 19. And did you know that the legal aid system that you have in the courts today was started by us? You don't fight racism with racism, but intercommunalism. Racism is not a Maori issue. It's not a Pacific Island issue. It's not an African issue. It's a white Pākehā problem. We are the nation built on first time innovations. So as I said, we were the first nation to give women the vote. We will today be telling the world that the way Aotearoa beats racism is not by pulling down monuments. That's a side issue. What it is that we've got to work together from now on, and that's why I'm naming you as part of history, because we've got to try and change this place for a better place. But the thing is, I'm going to say, don't get despondent. As a previous speaker said before, We go away and we felt we've done our little bit. We go on our keyboards and done our little bit. Today, in Aotearoa and the rest of the world, it's going to be changed by you. And how are you going to change this? This is every time you see some racist or somebody that does something racial, don't just stand there. Change it. Because that's what revolution is all about.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.